With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Crisis in Haiti continues to worsen.
As gang violence chokes Haiti's capital, residents are struggling to survive. In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes, and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian drone attacks targeting Russia's energy infrastructure.
Ukraine has launched a series of drone attacks across Russia, which appears to target the country's energy infrastructure. Russian officials say around 50 drones were shot down by air defenses over eight Russian regions close to the Ukrainian border. More than two people died during the overnight barrage. In recent months, Ukraine has increasingly targeted Russian refineries and oil terminals. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as they seek to compensate for its military disadvantage in both weaponry and troops. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Things just don't look good for Joe Biden. The poll numbers are down. RealClearPolitics.com says the president's approval stands at only 39.6%. And when it comes to inflation, he's at 34.5%. This is SRN News. Another troubling new medical trend appears to be emerging.
A growing number of people, usually the young, are seeking to have parts of their body amputated in order to live as a disabled person. The medical community has labeled this, quote, body integrity dysphoria. And in Canada last month, doctors removed two perfectly healthy fingers from the hand of a 20-year-old. Doctors say this isn't any different than performing a sex change operation on someone so they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona, not the only state with a 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe v. Wade has been appealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 that bans abortion unless it's necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out, the attorney general there filed suit arguing the 1849 law is not valid. This is SRN News. Fort Wayne, Indiana, has a new mayor.
A Democrat city councilwoman has been chosen as the new mayor of Indiana's second most populous city and its first black leader during a party caucus to replace its late mayor, who died in March. Sharon Tucker will also become the second woman to serve as mayor of the northeastern Indiana city. Tucker was elected Saturday in the second round of voting during a Democrat caucus with seven mayoral candidates. Fort Wayne's mayor's office became vacant when Mayor Tom Henry died in March at the age of 72 after experiencing a medical emergency related to his stomach cancer. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
New York lawmakers approving a $237 billion state budget includes plans to spur housing construction. Package also includes measures ranging from expediting the closure of some state prisons. The spending plan now goes to the governor. More details at SRNNews.com.